You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. Today is the 10th day in the month of August 2025. And indeed, we are grateful for a brand new day. We appreciate God for keeping us even till this moment. Please, Lord, accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today, we'll be looking at a topic from our Open Heaven that says, don't allow discouragement. Don't allow discouragement. I'm for today's taken from Hymn 11, Standing on the Promises of Christ our King. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Jeremiah chapter 22 to chapter 24. And our memory verse is taken from 1 Samuel chapter 30 verse 6. 1 Samuel chapter 30 verse 6, which says, and David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his son and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. Our Bible reading is taken from the book of Numbers chapter 11 from verse 4 to 17. Numbers chapter 11 from verse 4 to 17. From verse 4 it reads, the rabble with them began to crave other food. And again the Israelites started wailing and said, if only we had meat to eat. We remember the fish we ate in Egypt at no cost. Also the cucumbers, melons, leeks, onions, and garlic. But now we have lost our appetite. We never see anything but this manna. This manna was like coriander seed and looked like raisin. The people went around gathering it and then ground it in a hand mill or crushed it in a mortar. They cooked it in a pot or made it into loaves, and it tasted like something made with olive oil. When the dew settled on the camp at night, the manna also came down. Moses heard the people of every family wailing at the entrance of their tent. The Lord became exceedingly angry, and Moses was troubled. He asked the Lord, why have you brought this trouble on your servants? What have I done to displease you, that you put the burden of all these people on me? Did I conceive all these people? Did I give birth to them? Why do you tell me to carry them in my arms, as a nurse carries an infant to the land you promised, on oath to their ancestors? Where can I get meat for all these people? They keep wailing to me, give us meat to eat. I cannot carry all those people by myself. The burden is too heavy for me. If this is how you are going to treat me, please go ahead and kill me. And if I have found favor in your sight, and do not let me face my own will. The Lord said to Moses, bring me 70 of the elders of Israel, who are known to you as leaders and officials among the people. Have them come to the tent of meeting, and they may stand there with you. I will come down and speak with you there. I will take some of the power of the spirit that is in you and put in them. They will share the burden of the people with you, so that you will not have to carry it alone. May God bless the reading and hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Our manual today reads, in today's Bible reading, the Israelites were murmuring and weeping, saying, we want meat. We are tired of eating manna. They had been murmuring consistently for 40 years, and Moses had been coping. But this time around, he told God, I didn't give birth to these people. Why are you asking me to carry their burden? Kill me, because I am tired of all this. God replied, since you say the burden is too much, get me 70 men, and I will take off the spirit on you and put it on them. When you think about the fact that the anointing upon Moses was divided by 70, you realize that the new Moses was less anointed than the previous one. Because of this, not long after that, in Numbers chapter 20 from verse 7 to 12, the man God himself described as the meekest man on the earth, in Numbers chapter 12 verse 3, erupted in anger. The anointing that had allowed him to cope for 40 years had been depleted due to his worth during a time of discouragement. Discouragement can make people say things that would limit them in life and negatively impact their destiny. Elijah also allowed his words in a time of discouragement to put an abrupt end to his ministry. After calling out fire on Mount Carmel, Jezebel threatened him and he fled. He became so discouraged as he ran away that he asked God to kill him. Thankfully, God didn't fulfill his wish. Instead, he sent an angel to feed him in 1 Kings chapter 19 from verse 1 to 8. Afterwards, however, he gave him his last assignment to anoint Jehu, Azareth, and Elisha, his replacement, like we see in 1 Kings chapter 19 from verse 15 to 16. His ministry ended when he allowed discouragement to make him say the wrong things. John the Baptist also got so discouraged that he began to doubt everything he had earlier declared. He had declared concerning Jesus, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of men, who takes away the sins of the world," like so in John chapter 1 verse 29. Yet it was the same person who sent his disciples to ask Jesus, "Are you the one to come, or should we look for another?" Like we see in Luke chapter 7 from verse 19 to 20. Not long after that, he was beheaded in Luke chapter 9 from verse 7 to 9. Beloved, while you cannot stop discouraging circumstances from happening, you can choose how to respond to them. Like David, you can encourage yourself in the Lord as seen in today's memory verse. God is able to keep you from falling in Jude chapter 1 from verse 24. He is also able to give you a mighty turnaround, but you must put your trust in Him. He is more than able to see you through. He is more than able also to see you through any discouraging circumstances that may come your way. Today's open heaven comes to the key point that says, do not allow discouragement to allow you to say the wrong things. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Once again, our topic says, don't allow discouragement. If today's open heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You can see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you'd like to listen to, download, or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station. Select www.praisepalaceradio.com. It's also available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. This will give you access to all of our amazing shows that we have lined up for you throughout the day, and you can listen to us on the go. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Bye-bye.